Pennsylvania Democrats are hoping to take control of the Senate chamber for the first time in decades this November. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reports on how Philly's suburban races could determine power in Harrisburg.
Democrats haven't held a majority in the state Senate since 1978. If they're able to finally take control in November, Governor Josh Shapiro has vowed to raise the minimum wage and codify abortion rights. Political scientist John Kennedy of Westchester University says increasingly polarized voting patterns have left only a small number of competitive suburban districts likely to decide the outcome.
The real battle is over the suburbs and how they've shifted. And that's really where the Democrats have carved out their majority over the last few years in the legislature, is Philadelphia suburbs in particular.
That includes three potentially vulnerable Republican seats in Bucks and Montgomery counties. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.
Literacy levels among children have remained flat in recent years, with some communities seeing test scores in schools getting worse. Local pediatricians are trying to get kids interested in reading at earlier ages by prescribing books at routine health visits. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more on how the program is expanding across Pennsylvania.
Pediatricians who participate in the national Reach Out and Read model distribute new books to their young patients and families when they come in for annual exams and vaccinations. Several clinics at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia adopted the practice 30 years ago. Medical Director and pediatrician Dr. Trudy Hecker says the goal is to bring the initiative to other parts of the Commonwealth, like rural areas.
Family practice is the other place we're really trying to work with, because Pennsylvania has a lot of family practitioners, again, in rural areas particularly, but we want to reach out to them as well as nurse practitioners to make sure that they're aware.
Program leaders are training more doctors and nurses across the state on how they can help support literacy rates and language development in their roles as healthcare providers. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.